All right, so get ready for this because we are diving deep into this fight that's got like everyone talking about it. Mike Tyson going up against Jake Paul, Iron Mike, you know, the youngest heavyweight champ the world has ever seen back in the ring
Stepping back in.
to face off against Jake Paul, who is,
The YouTube star turned pro boxer.
yeah,
It's
YouTube sensation.
it's wild. Have you
Has
ever?
anyone heard of a matchup quite like this?
I know.
It's pretty wild.
That's pretty wild.
It's definitely a spectacle, and I think you're right. Celebrity boxing matches are kind of popping up everywhere these days.
Yeah.
But this one feels different.
It does, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're not talking about like an exhibition.
Right,
This
really. This is for
is a
real.
sanctioned professional bout.
Yeah.
It's happening at the massive AT&T Stadium.
Yeah. You know, home of the Dallas
Home
Cowboys.
of the Dallas Cowboys.
That's
I
crazy.
know, and you can watch it.
Get this
What?
on Netflix.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So
Bumped it
it's
up.
a streaming first for a fight of this magnitude.
Really?
Yeah. And there's $40 million on the line.
What?
Yeah.
40 million.
Dang. Plus, you know, bragging rights that extend
Of
or far
course.
beyond the boxing ring.
Far beyond the boxing ring, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, just think about all the attention they're getting for
Exactly.
this and the age difference.
Oh yeah, we can't forget about
I
that.
know. I mean, Tyson, he's
Allah.
58 years old going up against Paul.
Who's only
And
27?
he's only
That's a
27. That's a 31-year age gap.
31-year age gap.
I mean, come on.
It's like watching a boxing time machine.
I know,
Yeah,
right?
clash between like old school boxing royalty and a new media
What
star.
star? I love that.
It is.
Old school versus new school.
Yeah.
But okay, before we get ahead of ourselves,
Yeah.
And get caught up in all this hype.
let's break it down a little bit.
Let's break down the fighters themselves. I mean, I'm sure
Yes.
some people are wondering
Yeah.
what is a tale of the tape? Can you
Well,
like
yeah.
break that down?
Yeah. So basically, it's how we compare the fighters' physical attributes, right? So their height, their reach, their weight,
Okay.
their record, and it helps us to kind of get a better feel for the matchup.
Okay, so it's like a way
You
to.
visualize the fight before it even begins.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Right. So on one side, you have Mike Tyson. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
The name is synonymous with power.
Power.
Power, he dominated. I mean, he absolutely dominated the heavyweight scene back in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Became the undisputed champ. I mean, at an age when most boxers are, you know, just starting out.
Yeah.
But his career has been, you know, he's had a roller coaster of a career, some incredible wins.
And definitely his fair share of controversies,
Yeah.
you know, outside the ring. But when he was in the ring, he was a force
For sure.
to be reckoned with.
Now, on the other side,
Okay,
we have
we got Jake Paul.
Jake Paul.
Started making videos on YouTube.
Yeah, on YouTube. I mean, come
I
on.
know, I know. And then,
Yeah.
surprise, surprise.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, he's actually built a pretty successful boxing career.
He really
I
has.
mean, he's
He's.
fought some legitimate fighters.
Yeah.
He's got a winning streak.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, granted, they haven't been like the biggest names in boxing.
Right.
But he's definitely proven he can hold his own
Yeah.
in the ring.
He's not just some.
He's not just some
Yeah.
YouTube
Yeah.
personality.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, right?
It is, yeah.
Because you have these two, like,
Completely different background.
fields,
Yeah.
backgrounds, and
This is,
that's,
I
I
got it.
think that's what makes this fight.
So it's so interesting.
Because you have,
You got Tyson, the
you
legend,
know,
and then you got Paul, who some people, you know, some people
still see him as an outsider.
still see him as an outsider trying to earn his stripes.
Yeah. And I mean, it makes you wonder, like,
Yeah.
why are they doing this?
Yeah, I mean, what's the motivation?
Like, for Tyson, is it
I
like
mean, is
a
it,
chance to be like,
I still got it.
yeah, I still gotta,
One last hurrah,
yeah.
one final victory lap,
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
And for Paul,
Is it the validation?
is this the ultimate validation?
Yeah.
Knocking out
Knocking
a
out, right?
legend and finally like silencing all the doubters.
All the doubters,
Yeah.
exactly. And it's interesting because this fight, it's more than just,
It's more than just two guys in the
yeah.
ring. You know, you're right.
Like it's a window. It's a window
It's
into
in
it.
boxing as it
Yeah.
stands today, right? We're seeing more and more
More and more.
of these celebrity boxing matches.
Yeah, and I think that's
It's
really,
subject to debate.
yeah,
Yeah.
for sure. Is
This is a
this,
legitimate
yeah,
sport.
is this, or is it just smoke and mirrors? You know, like, where's
Yeah.
the line?
It's a question worth considering, for sure. I mean, some people argue these fights are, you know, they're cheapening the sport. They're taking away from its history and skill.
Yeah.
Other people see it as, you know,
a way to bring in new
audiences, generate some excitement, and ultimately, you know, bring more money into the sport.
It's a business.
Right. Yeah.
It's a business.
And I mean, this fight with
Tyson and Paul, right at the center of that debate.
It's right at the center.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
What
do you think? Is this the future of boxing?
Yeah. Are we going to see more?
See more of these spectacle events like this?
Mm-hmm.
Or can boxing hold on to its roots?
Yeah.
As a sport that's built on
pure athleticism.
Pure athleticism and technique.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's interesting. It's a really interesting time.
It's a really interesting time for boxing.
Yeah, it is.
So let's get down to like the nitty-gritty details.
Yeah, the statistics.
So for those of you who want to watch this fight, go down.
Mm-hmm.
Mark your calendars for November 15th.
Okay.
The whole event starts at 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
local time in Arlington, Texas.
Okay.
But the Tyson-Paul showdown, the main event. That's not happening.
That's not till later.
Till later, it's expected to happen.
Around 10 p.m.
10 p.m.
And get this, you can watch it all unfold.
Exclusively on Netflix.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Netflix, that's right.
Wow, so a fight this big?
Yeah, a fight this big.
On a streaming platform?
On a streaming platform.
It's a first.
It is a first, so...
That's pretty big,
yeah?
It's pretty big.
What does this mean for the future of how we watch these big fights?
I know, right?
You know, I wonder.
I wonder.
It's pretty crazy to think about.
I mean, I think it's definitely... Yeah. A sign of the times.
It's a sign of the times, no doubt.
Yeah.
Streaming
is taking over.
Taking over.
Everything.
It's encroaching on how we consume everything entertainment. And now it's changing how we watch sports. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how this affects, you know, that traditional pay-per-view model.
Right.
And if this opens the doors for, like, more major sporting events to be streamed.
Be streamed? I think it will.
I think so, too.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the fight format.
Okay.
It's going to be 8 rounds, 2 minutes each.
Okay. 8 rounds, 2 minutes each. So shorter.
Yeah.
Shorter than a championship fight.
But that's still plenty of time for things to get heated.
Yeah.
I mean, plus knowing these two personalities.
Dang, these two. I mean, the trash talk.
The trash talk leading up to the fight might be just as entertaining.
As the fight itself. No doubt.
Oh, speaking of trash talk.
Oh, yeah.
You have to hear what Tyson...
What they've been saying.
About each other.
They have been saying...
Pretty wild.
About each other.
Yeah.
So Tyson, he's as confident as ever.
Yeah.
Like, he's throwing...
Throwing shade.
Some shade at Paul's youth and experience.
It's Paul's youth and experience.
Awesome.
He even joked about how he gave Paul his start in boxing.
He did.
Yeah, on the undercard of his fight with Roy Jones Jr.
What?
Back in 2020.
Wow.
And he was like... I started him on his boxing journey, and now I plan to finish him.
He also said, he's grown significantly as a boxer over the years, so it will be a lot of fun to see what the will and ambition of a kid can do with the experience and aptitude of a goat.
Oh my God. He's coming in
with a point to prove, you know?
Yeah.
He's not holding back.
So what about Paul? What's he saying?
What's Paul saying? Well, he's not exactly backing down either.
Okay, yeah.
You know, he's acknowledged his respect for Tyson.
Yeah.
But he's made it clear.
He wants to win.
He's going in for the win.
Yeah.
You know, and he's playing up this whole...
Knocking out a legend
narrative.
I mean, wouldn't you?
Of course. I mean, that's the story here, really.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said some pretty good lines, too.
Okay, like what?
He said... I love Mike and I respect him, but we are not friends anymore until November 15th.
Oh, right.
And I am here to make $40 million and knock out a legend.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like they're writing the script.
They're writing the script for this fight.
For this fight.
With their words.
With their words.
You know, it's all very
fascinating.
It's very calculated, right?
Yeah, it's really interesting how both fighters are using their public statements to shape the narrative.
Shape the narrative, yeah, for sure.
Tyson, the veteran... playing up his experience and kind of dismissing Paul as the rookie,
Paul positioning himself as the underdog.
The underdog, yeah.
You know, trying to use that David versus Goliath story to his advantage.
Yeah.
It's all part of the hype, of course.
Of course.
But it's really interesting to see how they're using language.
To, like...
To influence how the public perceives this fight.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so before we get to the main event,
yes,
the undercard is packed with some interesting fights.
Yeah.
First up, we have a major women's boxing title fight.
Mm-hmm.
Katie Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Versus Amanda Serrano, two of the best.
Both are incredibly skilled.
In the world.
Yeah, fighters.
Yeah.
Who are sure to put on an amazing show.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, this fight is a big deal.
This is a big deal in the world of women's boxing.
Yeah, yeah, which is finally getting the recognition.
The recognition.
It deserves.
It deserves, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this fight between Taylor and Serrano, I mean, it's a testament.
It is.
To the incredible talent and athleticism in women's boxing, and it's fantastic to see it featured.
On the undercard.
On the undercard, you
know?
Yeah, and it's sure to draw in fans.
For sure.
Who appreciate...
High-level
boxing.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of gender.
Right.
So...
Yeah.
It's great.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
And then, keeping with the theme of...
Celebrity boxing. Yeah.
We have Neeraj Goyat, who is a professional boxer.
Okay.
Going up against Winderson Nunes.
Oh, yeah.
Who you might
recognize.
I recognize
as a popular Brazilian comedian and YouTuber.
Yeah, he's a big.
Yeah, he's got a huge following.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another example.
Another example of how this celebrity boxing is bridging the gap
between
entertainment and sport.
Entertainment and sport. It's really interesting, and I wonder
if Nunes,
if he'll be able to transfer
his
access
that YouTube into the boxing ring. It's you know,
it's gonna bring in
a mixed crowd, blending fans of both fighters,
so
it further blurs the lines between what's, you know,
what's entertainment,
what's a competitive sport.
Now the ticket prices.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're all over the place.
All over the map. Like,
from reasonable to ridiculously expensive.
Yeah, like from.
If you just want to get in the door.
Yeah, if you just.
Be a part of the spectacle. Tickets start at around $55.
$55?
$55, yeah.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
But
if you're looking for.
The ultimate
VIP treatment.
Yeah.
Hold on tight. Because there's a $2 million MVP owner's experience package up for grabs. $2 million.
$1 million.
That's more than some people spend on their homes.
I know, right?
It's crazy. Yeah, but for that price.
What do you get?
You get ringside seats.
Okay.
A chance to hang out with Tyson and Paul in their locker rooms.
Before the fight. Get out. Seriously.
Yeah, you get to be on stage during the weigh-in.
Wow.
Score autographed gloves from both fighters.
Whoa.
And you get a personal concierge and security detail.
What?
Throughout the entire week.
That's...
Talk about the royal treatment.
It is the royal treatment.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
It just highlights a trend.
Yeah.
We're seeing in the world of sports and entertainment.
Like
this growing divide.
Yeah, this...
Between everyday fans.
Between, the average...
And the ultra-wealthy...
VIP packages are popping up everywhere, catering to a select few who can afford these.
These sky-high
prices. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It makes you think about accessibility.
Yeah.
And whether
the average fan
is being priced out of these big events.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
It is. It really does make you think, like,
yeah, for sure.
This whole thing with the ticket prices,
mm-hmm.
it's a reminder of the economic realities that exist even in a setting.
Even in a boxing.
A boxing
bag.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it really does make you think.
It does.
So as we kind of gear up for this fight, let's recap.
Oh, yeah.
What makes this matchup
so intriguing? Yeah.
We have the legendary Mike Tyson.
A name that still commands respect.
Commands respect in the boxing world.
For sure.
Stepping into the ring with Jake Paul, who is...
A relative newcomer,
but has managed to...
Create a ton of buzz
and controversy.
Yeah.
It's a clash of...
It's a clash of styles, generations, even of platforms.
Yeah. It really is.
You got a streaming giant Netflix jumping into the boxing game. Broadcasting this.
To a global audience.
To a global audience. I mean, this fight is like pushing boundaries, man.
It really is.
And it's sparking these conversations
about
the future of the sport.
Yeah, it's not just about
who wins or loses, right? It's about what this fight
represents
for boxing as a whole.
You've got a point there. I mean, this isn't just...
It's not just about...
Two guys. Throwing punches. No.
It's about the evolution of boxing. Intersection of...
Sports and entertainment. And how these worlds are colliding.
Yeah.
In new
and unexpected
ways.
And speaking of pushing boundaries.
Yeah, speaking of pushing boundaries.
Let's not forget.
The undercard. We got a major women's title fight.
With
Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano.
Yeah.
Plus that interesting matchup of the boxer Neeraj Goyat versus the YouTuber Winderson Nunes.
This event is shaping up to be...
A wild ride. Yeah.
With something for everyone, whether you're a hardcore boxing fan...
Doesn't matter if you're a hardcore boxing fan.
Or just intrigued by the spectacle. There's something there.
Yeah, yeah. It's like...
For everybody.
This whole event, it feels like a snapshot
of
where boxing is right now.
Yeah. One hand, you got these incredibly talented, experienced...
Yeah.
Boxers like Tyson and Taylor representing that history and tradition of the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other hand, you got these newcomers like Paul and Nunes who are bringing this whole new audience.
And this new energy
to boxing.
Yeah.
So it's almost like
we're
witnessing a collision
of
two worlds.
Two worlds, a clash between
old school boxing and this new wave of this celebrity-driven entertainment. So
it's like a fascinating social experiment.
It really is.
Playing out.
Right before our eyes. Yeah, and it begs the question.
Yeah, what happened?
Will this fight actually elevate celebrity boxing?
Yeah.
Will this give it like legitimacy?
Yeah.
And draw in even bigger audiences?
Yeah.
Or will it just like solidify its status as this sideshow?
Right.
This passing trend that ultimately distracts from the core values of the sport.
Yeah.
It's really a question worth considering.
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is.
Is this a turning point or just a blip on the radar?
A blip on the radar.
Is celebrity boxing here to stay?
Yeah. Is it here to stay?
Or will it?
Or will it just fade away?
Fade away.
Once the novelty wears off.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the answer is.
I don't know either.
But I'm definitely curious to see
me too.
How it all plays out.
Yeah. I think it's going to depend on a lot of factors. How the fight itself unfolds,
mm-hmm.
how the fighters perform, and how the public reacts,
Yeah.
But one thing's for sure.
What's that?
The world will be watching. When Tyson and Paul step into that ring on November 15th.
Absolutely. This is one of those events that people will be talking about for years.
Years to come. Regardless.
If who wins or loses.
Yeah, this is...
You're going to have ripple effects.
Throughout the boxing world.
And the entertainment industry as a whole.
Yeah. This is big.
It is.
And it's not just about...
The outcome
of the fight. It's about what this event says.
About
our culture.
Yeah.
Our fascination with...
Spectacle and celebrity.
And our shifting relationship with sports and entertainment.
It's true.
Like these are big questions.
Big questions.
That deserve deeper.
I deserve a deeper
exploration.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here for.
I mean,
we want you,
a listener,
to think critically about this fight.
Yeah, don't
get caught up in the hype.
Don't get swept up in the hype.
Yeah.
Ask yourself, what does this fight mean for the future of boxing?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the kind of event that elevates the sport?
Or cheapens it? Yeah.
What kind of legacy will it leave behind?
It's a good question.
Yeah. And consider this.
Yeah.
What does this fight say about us as fans?
Yeah. Good question.
Right.
Yeah.
Are we more interested in seeing a spectacle, a clash of personalities, than we are in seeing a display of true
boxing skill?
Boxing skill and athleticism.
Yeah.
It's something worth pondering.
It is. It's a deep dive.
It is a deep dive.
That goes beyond
the surface.
The surface. So,
and we hope
it's given you a new perspective.
A new perspective.
On this fascinating
and complex phenomenon. So as you watch this fight.
Yeah.
Keep these questions in mind.
Yeah, keep them in mind.
It's not
just about two guys throwing punches.
Yeah.
It's about
the evolution of
sports, entertainment, and our own
cultural values,
yeah. You know. It's a lot to think about.
Yeah.
It is.
It really is.
But here's something else to consider.
Okay.
A real what if
yeah.
scenario.
All right.
What happens if this fight
yeah.
actually does elevate celebrity boxing?
Okay.
Like, what if it yeah. becomes so big
mm-hmm.
that it opens the door for athletes from other sports?
Oh, interesting.
To try their hand in the ring.
Okay. So, yeah.
Like, could we see
NBA stars?
NBA stars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
NFL players.
NFL players.
Stepping into the boxing ring.
Stepping into the boxing ring.
Would that be like the ultimate crossover event?
Crossover event.
Or would it just create more like chaos and controversy?
I mean, imagine.
Imagine LeBron James.
Versus Tom Brady.
In a boxing match.
In a boxing match. Oh my gosh.
The pay-per-view numbers?
Astronomical.
Astronomical.
Oh, yeah.
It would be insane.
I mean, it would be a media frenzy unlike anything.
Unlike anything we've ever seen.
We've ever seen.
I mean, but then.
It makes you wonder, like, yeah.
Would it be fair?
Fair.
To put these athletes.
Who are, like, at the top of their game.
At the top of their game, in their respective sports.
Yeah.
In a situation where they could get.
Seriously hurt.
Seriously hurt.
Yeah.
Especially if they, you know.
Don't have
the proper boxing training.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a slippery slope, isn't it?
It is a slippery slope.
On one hand, it's entertainment.
Yeah.
And people love
to see that.
To see that kind of stuff, these crossover events.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand,
we have
you got the ethical
considerations.
Like,
yeah.
Are we putting athletes at risk for the sake of entertainment?
No, it's tough.
What does it say about our society that we're so like
you love
drawn to these spectacles.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a debate that's
not going away anytime soon.
Yeah, and this Tyson Paul fight.
This Tyson Paul fight could be
like the catalyst.
The catalyst for a whole new era of sports entertainment.
Sports entertainment, one where
the lines between competition and spectacle become even more blurred.
Even more blurred.
Yeah.
It's interesting, and I think this is why.
This is why.
This deep dive is so important.
It's so important.
It's not just about recapping a fight.
It's not about just recapping the fight.
It's about
understanding the broader context.
The broader context. The forces that are...
They're shaping the future.
Yeah, shaping the future of sports and entertainment.
Sports and entertainment, yeah.
And that's why we want you, the listener,
yeah.
to be a part of this.
To be an active participant.
An active participant, yeah.
In this conversation.
In this conversation. Think about
the implications.
The implications of this fight.
Of this fight?
Mm-hmm.
Consider the questions.
The questions we've raised.
We've raised.
What is this?
What does this mean for the future of boxing?
Yeah, what does it say?
What does it say?
About our culture.
About our culture. And most importantly, how do you feel about it?
How do you feel about it?
Are you excited to see where this all leads?
Yeah.
Or are you concerned about the potential consequences?
Yeah.
You know.
Because ultimately, the future of
sports and entertainment is in our hands.
It is.
We the fans.
We have the power.
Have the power to shape this landscape.
Yeah. With our
choices, our voices, our opinions.
Yeah.
So as you watch this fight.
Yeah.
Remember,
this isn't just
a one-night event. This
yeah.
is
a glimpse into the future.
A glimpse into a future that we're all creating together.
That we're all creating together.
And that's what makes this whole thing so
fascinating. It really is.
It is a deep dive.
A deep dive.
It goes beyond the surface.
It goes beyond the surface, and we hope. It's given you a new perspective.
A new perspective.
On this evolving world.
This evolving world.
Of sports and entertainment.
Of sports and entertainment.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, this was fun.
This was fun.
I enjoyed this.
Me too.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely.